Okay, right, I am Daisy, this is Radio 2, and we have got Kevin Jonas on the line. Hey, Kevin.
How are you? It's good to hear from you again.
I'm good. Now, you might not remember, Kevin, you did say good to hear from you again. I did actually interview you a couple of years ago when I was back in the UK. Now, I'm based in Dubai. I was in Southampton in England. You came to a little radio station there called Power FM. I don't suppose you remember, but can you flatter me and just pretend that you do remember me?
No, absolutely. When they told us who we were getting on with, I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. So I got excited that I actually got to talk to you today. My brothers are talking to some other people, so makes me very happy.
So you're the lucky one, Kevin. Now, also, I've got to say before we carry on, happy birthday. It was your birthday not long ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just a couple of days ago, actually, probably 5 days ago. So, yeah, no, it was nice. We just kind of hung out. We're on tour right now, and, you know, we're actually finishing up. We have two more shows in South America, including tonight, and we're in Brazil at the moment, so we're very far away, but we will be coming, you know, our last show pretty much of our tour this year before we start some other things is going to be in Abu Dhabi, which is going to be really cool because we've never been. It's somewhere new, and it's going to be really fun.
So what have you heard about Abu Dhabi? Because obviously lots of people hear lots of things about the UAE, especially people who have not been here. They kind of arrive and they're like, wow, this is really cool. What are your sort of ideas of what the UAE is going to be like?
First of all, hot, but excitingly hot. It's just ready for anything, ready for the new adventures of it all. It could be very interesting to see where it takes us. I heard there's this little place called Ferrari World that just opened up, so yeah. I'm all about that, and you know, definitely want to check that out, which is pretty great. And we'll see where it takes us, you know.
At the Ferrari World, they've got the world's fastest roller coaster. It's just recently opened up. Do you reckon you're going to have a go on that?
You know it. We're all pretty big thrill seeker guys like that, so I'm sure we'll be hanging out and just, you know, making that happen.
Now, you've been on tour for a very long time now. You've been pretty much everywhere. You've been so many amazing places. I know it's going to be hard to say, but can you sum up which best venue or best place you've been so far on the road?
Oh, that's hard. I don't know. I think best venue, best places, you know, it really varies from city to city. You know, we're very, very happy with, you know, the response from people and all over the world. And I think it's whenever we get to go to a place that's new to us and, you know, anytime we get to go to a new place and they know our music but they don't even speak English in that city, I think that's when it gets us excited because it feels like, you know, we've transcended some line that, you know, now doesn't even exist, which is really cool.
Nice. Yeah, the language doesn't sort of become a barrier. I like it. Now, the album you've got out at the moment, Lines, Vines and Trying Times, it's your fourth album, is that right?
Yeah, it is. It came out about a year and a half ago. You know, really proud of that record. We really took some steps in some different directions, and we actually had a lot of fun with it because we kind of just made music that we love and music that we love listening to. And so there wasn't, like, necessarily one specific thing that was, like, this is the way the record sounds. It was like a culmination of a bunch of things, and I think that's what was really cool about it.
Okay, and so what about any new albums? What's the situation with that?
We're going to be working on music always. You know, it's kind of cool because, you know, with us, we never stopped writing. Last night we were writing a little bit. And, you know, no new plans as of right now. There's a lot of other projects in the works, which is cool, and a lot of new, interesting music going to be coming out. Not everything I can talk about right away, but it could be very interesting. And I think that there's going to be a lot of very fun things that are going to be able to work out. That's going to be nice.
And alongside all the music you guys do, of course, you've had four albums. It's the films and the TV stuff as well. You've done a couple of films. Any more of them on the horizon, or can you not really say?
You know, there's so much plan. There's so many different plans and so many different things that you know, we could possibly be doing. And I think that's what's really nice is just the fact that, like, it really, so many different opportunities are coming our way, and so it's really just weeding through all of that and finding what's the right project. And movies, I love movies. I love doing film. I think it's so much fun. I also would love to get behind the camera and, you know, and do my own movies and things like that as well, because I really love the production side. But beyond that, I think there's so much that I really do love to, you know, work and make happen, and it's really cool. But TV, you know, we did two seasons of our television show, Jonas. Not exactly sure what's going on with it at the moment. A lot of rumors and speculation right now what's going on with it, but I don't really know exactly what's going on. But I'm just happy to know that, like, we had two great seasons and really, really proud of them, and definitely hopefully everyone will be able to check those out.
Excellent stuff. Now, you're playing in Abu Dhabi on the 18th of November, which we've already talked about your birthday, but come on, it's my birthday on the 18th of November when you guys are here in Abu Dhabi.
Oh.
So,
Looks like we're going to have a huge celebration.
I was going to say, I just wondered if you had any ideas of what you were going to get me.